Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Ready to do the news show? You are? Well, let's do it then.
Hello, BT and news listeners. Yes, it's Monday. I know you didn't want to hear it, but I had to say it. But it is time to get your Monday installment of the BT and news show started. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 29th of August, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. 29th of August, yes, this month's almost over, and it's almost time for the new iPhone. It's going to be coming out here in the next couple of weeks or so. We're just waiting for Apple's official announcement. So we're all excited, aren't we? Yeah, you might want to hold on to that excitement a little bit. We're hearing some shortages in the supply chain for the new iPhone. Oops. Of course, this isn't anything new. We always hear about this crap every single time an iPhone comes out. Ooh, they may be limited. Always kind of looked at it as Apple's way of saying, hey, you better get it while supplies last, until we at least make some more. So what is the excuse this time for the supply being a little bit on the short side when it's released? Well, we're hearing faulty components this time around. Don't know if that's the best one I would have put out there, Apple. Makes me kind of think when I'm going to buy a phone, I wonder if it has a faulty component in it. But who am I kidding? Knowing that, it still isn't going to stop me from buying one. How about you? Probably not. No, that's what I thought. Well, it's been in the news that Spotify is none too happy with, you know, like Apple or people like Tidal giving exclusive offers, and then those artists taking advantage of those exclusive offers on those platforms. Spotify is so ticked off about it that they decided that those artists, yeah, when you go search for them, they're going to be way, way down there. According to a report from Bloomberg, Spotify is making these artists that do exclusive with the other streaming services more difficult to find on their service by burying their search results and refusing to put their top tracks in featured playlists. Spotify, of course, is denying this, even telling The Verge, no, this is completely false. Why would we do such a thing? Personally, I haven't experienced anything different from Spotify over, say, Apple Music or Google Play or those kind of things. Results pretty much show up the way they were meant to. Then again, I'm not the guy that's actually listening to the new Drake album either. So your results may vary. If it really is the case, then Spotify, way to go with that kindergarten playground attitude. Keep it up. Did you get a little email over the weekend? Dropbox user saying, hey, next time you log in, you might want to change your password because we're going to make you. Yes, Dropbox has decided to force a lot of its users to change their passwords. This is because of an old data breach from many, many moons ago. So if you had an account before mid-2012 and have not updated your password since then, Dropbox is going to be telling you you got to or you ain't going to have access to your files. Pretty much like that. Moving on with Facebook news now, and you might remember, this is a little while ago, about a month ago or so, big in the news about Facebook kind of curtailing conservative news. Of course, Facebook denied all this, saying, no, we're not doing such a thing. Facebook is an open platform for everybody to discuss such issues, political or otherwise. But apparently over the weekend, Facebook decided that they really want to hit home that yes, they are not curtailing news in your newsfeed. So they announced that humans would no longer write special descriptions for the stories that appear on the site's trending topics. And those of you that don't really know what I'm talking about, that's that little area at the right of your Facebook profile over there, yeah. So, now that they've taken out of the humans, who will do the curtailing now? Well, it's going to be algorithms, of course. They'll pull excerpts from articles themselves to be placed within the trending topics section. So, no more human intervention, shall we say. That is, of course, unless the human has sort of done something with the algorithms for programming purposes. We never know. And finally, we talk about drones a lot in And Finally, and we talk about pizza a lot in the And Finally, too. I thought that we'd combine the two together today for your Monday. How about that? According to reports over there at CNN Money, pizzas are about to start falling from the sky in New Zealand. That's because Domino's is going to be using drones to deliver your pizza. And it ain't too far off either, as in next month they're going to start doing this. Now, the reason why this came about, in Auckland, they have a massive traffic situation. So, Domino's thought, hey, it makes sense to take the pizzas to the air. Now, how this affects Domino's customers? Well, they'll request a drone delivery that will receive a notification when their delivery is approaching. After that, you're going to have to go outside, hold out your arms, and hope the hell you catch your pizza. Gives a whole new meaning to pie in the sky, doesn't it? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website for all the great BTN content. Get on over there, get subscribed, check it out, or subscribe to all of our shows on iTunes as well. Check out our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And get joined up in our Slack room with our BTN community. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be returning for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm going to go and try to track down one of those Domino drones. I'm kind of hungry. Anyways, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening.